Andrew, thanks for joining us today. What has Osprey been doing to help keep supplies moving in the coronavirus epidemic?
We've completely stopped all repairs at our office. So that freed up all of the staff that was doing that before. And then we've, purchased fabric and purchased some parts to modify our machines and some, binding tape and thread and everything like that to get going with that. And then the biggest thing is just being in contact with, Southwestern Memorial and Shiprock Hospital and the health department here, because they've kind of been driving kind of how we operate. Southwest Hospital was good in trying to help us figure out what worked best for them and for the masks in general. So just being in touch with them is probably the biggest thing we've done.
So just to be sure, there's a product repair shop at the Osprey facility in Cortez.
Yeah, this is the only place that Ospreys get repaired. We repair packs for the entire country.
How many employees are involved in the effort to make COVID-19 supplies?
So it's everyone at the repair facility. So we have about 13 people that are in that building. However, we have 9 people who are in the office that are actually doing the sewing right now. We have some, just because of the situation, we have some people who aren't able to come in or something like that. So we have 9 people who are in sewing, and then we have a couple people who are sewing from home.
What's your production capacity? How many masks can you produce, say, per day or by the week?
My goal is to get about 100 a day. Right now, we've been averaging about 60 a day. So we're slowly getting there. We've made some modifications and just trying to, get up and running. It's been a quick change. We're getting there.
And where are the masks that you're making being distributed to?
We started with the hospital, and then we started getting calls from Shiprock and the health department. And so I asked the hospital, how many would get you to where you feel a little more comfortable? And so we've supplied the hospital with that number. We've supplied the health department. And now we're currently making masks for the Shiprock Hospital.
And how difficult or easy was it to sort of transition from a repair shop to one that's actually making something?
We already had the sewing machines in place, and we already had, the room and the cutting tables and everything like that. It has been a little bit of a logistics, because we've basically torn apart our sewing room and moved sewing machines to in the warehouse and in different rooms just to keep our social distance from everybody. So that's been a challenge. And then just, changing from the mindset of, well, let's take it apart and repair it to, well, let's take something brand new and make it. So it has been a bit of a challenge trying to do that, but I'm super proud of the whole repair team and everything that they've been doing and being able to get up and running so quickly. Right now, we're prioritizing local healthcare facilities. If anybody else wants to help, we have, you can go to our website and we have a link to a mask prototype, and they can go there. And if they have any questions, they can contact our CS team and they'd be happy to point in the right direction.
Andrew Baxley is the warranty and repair manager at Osprey, based in Cortez. Andrew, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely.
And for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.